This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister laying foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Mr. Modi said this institute will be built on 10 acres and in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer.
Cancer ki dawaon ko aur sasta kiya jayega. Agle 3 saal mein desh ke har jile mein cancer day care center khole jayenge. Day care center mein jaanch bhi hogi aur aaram karne ki suvidha bhi hogi.
Criticizing the comments being made on Sanatan Dharma by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and keep abusing our festivals and traditions. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh where he will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Over 9.7 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial assistance, totaling more than 21,500 crore rupees. He will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Man Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. He also expressed happiness that the space sector has become a favourite of the youth. National Science Day will be celebrated on the 28th of this month. Prime Minister urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium or a space centre. He said this will enhance their curiosity about science. Prime Minister announced that on Women's Day, he will hand over his social media accounts for a day to some select inspiring women of the country from different fields. On the 8th of March, they will share their work and experiences with the people. Prime Minister also spoke about India's vibrant flora and fauna. He said Asiatic lion, hangul, pygmy hog and lion-tailed macaque are not found anywhere else in the world. Mr. Modi noted that many animals are also depicted as the vehicles of gods and goddesses. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place tomorrow. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has appointed MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as a pro tem speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath to newly elected MLAs. Addressing a press briefing after the Legislative Party meeting, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said Delhi tabling of CAG report will be the most important aspect of the Assembly session. The first ever conference for women peacekeepers on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective, will take place in New Delhi from tomorrow. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium tonight. Chasing a target of 242 set by Pakistan, India made 244 for 4 in 42.3 overs. For India, Virat Kohli with unbeaten century and Shreyas Iyer with 56 was the top scorer. Virat Kohli was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.